Okay, Darcy, welcome to the final countdown. Here we are. You have a choice between two showcases. Behind door number one, we have a key. The finest key in the nicest box. The key to your heart and his, and a house you'll never ever be able to go to. And behind door number two, you have a promise ring.
Not an engagement ring.
Let's do the drop. On 90 Day Fiancé. Before the 90 days.
A rainy day podcast.
What is up, 90 Day fam?
Hello.
Welcome back to another week. Another week of the 90.
We have so many people to talk about. First of all, I will say, I thought this was the last episode. It is not.
Nope.
There is a secret drop before the tell-all.
Secret. I think TLC just messed up and they like gave us too much information and got us all excited.
I thought next week was the tell-all, but no. But
Ooh, Charles, what's going on?
Charles the Buck.
Always the top of the hour with the hot tea. Not so much hot tea. We're just got some things that we're going to discuss today. Mm. Number one, and my main thing is that two of the hottest people on Instagram for 90 Day are going to combine and do a podcast. Talker of Shits and Frauded by TLC.
My two favorites.
Are going to do a podcast.
I just started following their new podcast Instagram.
Yeah. I'm on board. I want to
see. But it comes out the 23rd, I think.
Yes. So
everyone has to listen to
question
this.
For you.
My two favorite people.
What's the one thing you're looking forward to the most from this podcast?
Everything they have to say about everything, because, I don't even, like, Frauded knows everything. Talker of Shits knows everything.
My thing is, I want to know the relationship with the sources. Like, how do they know
they
these people?
Reveal their sources?
Probably not, but I'm saying what I want to know.
The two of them are friends in real life?
Well, they've been on lives together, so they must, they know each other. They're definitely... Connect.
Do you think they met through doing the Instagrams?
I want to know how they met. I want to know the whole
backstory.
They
just rose to the top of like 90 Day.
I don't know. But I want to know how they do their research. Like they get a little intel, then they got some pieces they got to verify. Like, what's the whole process?
I am excited to listen.
All right. And no more 90 Day news. Devin and Jihoon had their piggyback wedding. They had like a formal, traditional, more...
Western wedding?
Western wedding with some pics that came out recently, which looked very, very nice, very fun.
I saw a picture. Jihoon took some of the 90 Day cast out when they were in New York They went to Koreatown and he took them out on the town.
Oh, that's cool.
Took them out to eat. Nice, nice. It feels like a lot of the cast are pals.
Yes, they do.
Which is kind of cute.
Okay. So, well, let's dive in. Not to the couples yet.
Okay.
I want to talk about, November we have a new 90 Day coming out, right?
Yes.
And we haven't spoken much about it, but I want to talk about the couples, not from names and who they are. I want to talk about them from like just geographic locations.
Okay.
So I grew up in Connecticut.
Oh, yeah,
so.
There's a Connecticut guy that looks about 55 years old that says he's 39 or 40 or something.
I know Connecticut well.
Looks like an old man.
And then I know... I forgot. So, I know the East Coast, and then now I live in the West Coast in Seattle, and I know a little bit. Like, just I'm talking about personality, is what kind of people live in New York metro area, and then what kind of people live on the West Coast.
Okay.
So now we have... I'm just going to name state and then
partner.
Country.
Okay.
So we have Oregon
and
Russia.
Okay. Yep.
I have nothing there.
Yep,
LA and Finland.
Okay. That sounds like a good match.
Yeah. So then we have Connecticut and South Africa. Both are 29. This is a normal couple. They both look...
Well, I mean...
And nobody in the show is
normal.
but,
let's be honest.
But they look... That's appropriate ages, and they seem like they're both would be... doing normal things.
Okay.
Then we have Florida and Dominican Republic, which makes sense because they're close to each other and I could see like, you know, someone have that flavor.
Okay.
Then we have Nebraska and Turkey, which
that's gonna be
completely out of
that's a good one.
The blue.
Yeah.
We have Washington and Ukraine. So we obviously
We have an Oregon and Russia and a Washington and Ukraine.
Yeah, so obviously Washington state we live in, and then Ukraine.
Yeah. Washington coming in for another representation.
Yes.
Corey, thank you.
And we have another Ukraine from Maria, who never showed up, but we learned a sidewalks are cold and she can't come. Into the show. And then we have Connecticut and Brazil.
Yeah. That's the guy that 41-year-old and a 23-year-old. Yeah, he does not look 41.
He's from Greenwich.
I'm not mean. It's just true.
Okay. Anyway, so that should be exciting. We're looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that.
Now, so we have next, the tell-all preview came at the tail end of this episode.
Yeah.
We just did. And it's a minute long. So
and then... The couples tell all.
It's kind of fiery.
How do you think Benjamin handled himself in Kenya?
He was average.
Average.
He doesn't have the alpha male aura.
And then Akini says he doesn't have the alpha male aura.
We don't know what the sentence was before that.
I know, it's all taken out of context. TLC is doing their editing thing, but
I mean I get fooled every time, but
Tom, you've been engaged twice before.
You were engaged twice?
Yeah, she didn't know
that. How did she not know that?
I don't know either.
What? Did you not know?
Mm-mm. Jesse's here.
Why? Why? I have this written down in giant letters. What the fuck is he doing there? Go away, Jesse.
He wants some more camera time.
But why are they giving it to him?
Because they're TLC. Why would
But nobody,
you not?
He's the worst.
Obviously, yeah.
And he's going to come out feeling all smug. Like, yeah, see, I told you she drinks too much.
Well, he's not wrong.
Well, he's wrong in a lot of things.
He ain't wrong in that one.
Maybe.
But, you know, I don't, and it's selfish because she's sitting here still crying about that.
Oh, my God.
It's just weird.
Why do you think everybody doubted your relationship with Maria?
They've never actually seen her.
She's not a real life human.
You deserve better.
Shut the up.
Yeah, Angela.
Are you really like this, Angela? Put that damn finger down.
Oof. Angela was yelling at little Avery.
You need to kiss my ass.
And then toe to toe with Rebecca.
Rebecca's like, are you really like this? Ooh. I like Rebecca. Like, what are you doing? Yeah. Like, this isn't real.
I wish somebody swung and got a good one in there.
No, they can't do that. Sean's
Angela would have swung.
Sure, but Sean's not going to have that.
What is she, what is little Sean Robinson
not on her stage.
Little Sean Robinson ain't going to do
nothing. She's no little nothing. She is
She's not going to do a
She's
dance.
Gonna say,
She's not
stop.
Putting her pretty 55-year-old face in front of
She's,
any fists.
I think 57 and
Whatever
she's fucking
she is.
25.
She ain't going to get hurt.
No, but she's got presence, and so she can just say, sit down, and people will sit down.
I don't agree.
You're going to listen to you would dare
down?
To like
Sean
not
Robinson?
Listen to Sean Robinson if she looks at you in the face and says, sit down? You're
I would
sit
listen
down.
To Angela over Sean Robinson.
Really? No, I'd just argue with Angela. I'm not going to argue with Sean.
If Angela picks up a beer and it smokes, puts a puff of a cigarette and says, you better get your, I'd probably stop.
Oh, okay. Well,
Sean
different.
Robinson, I'm like, hey, man,
I like,
you take your little
I like
tiny,
fighting, so,
whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right, let's get into it.
I don't really like fighting, but I like to argue. But
you love to argue.
I do. I really do. I'm good at it.
No, you're not.
Shall we get into the peeps?
Avery, let's do it.
Avery and Omar.
All right.
All I just want to say is she has glasses on that are so cute, and she looks so good in these glasses. I've never seen her in glasses, so, but I love these glasses. I want to go find these glasses. They're so cute. Okay, so... Mom and Avery are heading to the lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And Payam?
The lawyer, yes.
Is his name. So they're going to figure out what's going on with this travel ban, the visa, the marriage.
Timeline, trying to get him here. She's very optimistic.
Yeah, she's like in the car. She's like, you know, I mean, but we have the marriage thing, so it'll probably be fine. The travel ban.
Yeah.
It might be a little bump, but easy. No. Because then she's like to the lawyer, the thing is, he's Syrian. And the lawyer's face was like,
oh, yeah. It's nice to meet you. Nice to meet you, Terry. Come on back.
Boy, he looked like the most studious lawyer that ever passed the bar in his life. Look, even his hair looked like a law book.
Being realistic, how long do you think the visa will take?
Well, it seems like it would be subject to the travel ban.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like, yeah.
Have you Maybe. Ever had a travel ban case that got a waiver?
I have had several cases that involve travel ban. I haven't had a waiver, and I haven't seen waivers. Waivers are very rarely granted.
Wow.
Less than 5%
super.
Of
less than 5%.
So, like, all of her hopes just got shattered.
That's really sad.
Yeah, it sucks.
Well. And the mom of, is like, so she wants to move to Syria. And then the lawyer... on cue, because I feel like they had mom called beforehand to be like, listen, here's the deal. I'm going to tee this up and you're going to have to knock it down. Here's $1,000. So she wants to move to Syria. And the lawyer's like, well, that may lower the chances if you go there, it's going to be much harder for you.
You don't have like a.
Because you're together. So why do you need to. Yeah, whatever.
How do we need to fight to get you back together?
Terry? Brilliant woman. I see what
you really
doing.
Think Terry
I see
did
you.
That.
I see you. Yeah, I do. Of course. I would do the same fucking thing. So yeah, he said that moving, if she moved there, it
no
would
hardship.
Be more difficult.
There's no hardship.
So
less hardship. Terry's happy. She's like, yeah, you know.
But I mean, the attorney told us that her moving to Syria is not a good idea. I was happy that I knew that it would ensure her safety, but I was also sad that she's upset.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah, that's true.
If I was her mom, I would have met with the lawyer before the interview in the meeting, and I would have been like, just tell her that she cannot go.
Yeah. I totally agree.
I can't go over there to see him, and he can't come over here to see me.
But you can meet in Dubai.
If the love is strong enough, they'll figure out a way, bro.
Yes. Well,
so then they went and met with grandma. I don't know if you have a clip on that.
Nope.
Well, Avery did, and she was just explaining all the stuff, and the grandma, I think it was the grandma, said, you should both apply for visas in different places. And I don't know. All I remember from the grandma conversation was that she knows that love is most important, and like, she's supportive.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's great.
But no one wants her to move to Syria.
Nope. Because it's not going to be good. Nope. Next time on Omar and Avery.
Do you think you could be able to be away from me for a few years and still want to be married to me?
I don't know.
I don't think that
wrong
was his
answer.
That wasn't his answer.
I doubt how strong our love really was.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
They're cute. They were on Instagram today. Like, I don't know. She posted something where they were like Googling eyes with each other, being all cute.
Okay. Oh, Charles? Charles says this is about 80%.
Okay.
All right. Next up, we have Ben Anakini. Now, we're picking up right off where Papa Akini John calls in.
Akini I was sweating. I mean,
to the room. Now, let's pause right here for 1 second. I have to. I'm not, you know what? I'm going to do it.
This is my petty corner.
It's petty corner.
It was a beautiful day. Now, listen.
Uh-huh. You've never had a petty corner before. I've had a petty
corner. Listen, just
proud.
Think about this.
I'm
ready?
Really mm-hmm.
Her name is not Akini. Their name is Akini.
Oh, I thought that was like her middle name or something.
It can't, like... I'm pretty sure I'm right on this.
I don't think you are.
In the beginning?
Yeah, her name is something longer, but I think that's a short part of her name. I don't think it's her last name.
You don't think so?
I don't think so, but I kind of just want to argue you because I think you're wrong.
Okay,
but I'm not
so my
sure.
whole thesis here is based on the fact that it's like saying my last name, like saying someone's last name and saying, hey, Smith, come here. Like it's a matrix.
I don't think
or something.
I think it was like there's it's like one of like a middle name ish.
Okay.
Or like her name is longer.
Well, that puts a wrench in my whole thing. I don't think you're right. But
okay, I don't think you're right. That's
it's
fair.
Fine. Whatever.
We're even. But yeah, he's like, she may join us now.
Yeah, join us. So
which
you can,
he's like, wait.
So you can help this.
She wasn't supposed to be let in until this was negotiated.
That this dude is he not only
so
is he
sweaty.
So sweaty and nervous and so like
bless his heart
sheepish and just I felt so bad for him. Anyway.
But then he did say something like, she can join us so
you
like,
can,
she can help you.
Because
like, you
you're
allowed
effing
to help
this
him
up, dude. Because
this man doesn't know what the hell he's doing. And then there was like an audible gulp that Benjamin made.
Yes. So anyway, so we...
Dad wants her to prove to the family that you want to marry Yukini.
Are you serious? Yes, I'm very serious.
And Fidel jumps in, of course.
Wait.
Fidel jumps in to say, let's talk about the bride price.
Oh, sorry about the bride. Okay, mm-hmm, right. Mm-hmm. So he's like,
I've come prepared.
I've come prepared with if a cow.
A
bowl.
Was 1,000
shillings.
Shillings. I have 60 bowls.
And then Fidel's like,
yeah, he's like, oh boy.
No,
and
he
by the
like
way,
literally does like a. Like,
well, because it's offensive because it's $600.
Yeah.
And then, but earlier in the day, he had 80 bowls and now he has 60 bowls.
No.
Where did those goddamn 20 bowls go? He had 80,000 shillings before and now all of a sudden it's 60,000?
I think total was the.
Total.
And she's like, with the food and the.
No. I don't think it includes food. He said he had 80.
He did
now
say
all 80. Of a sudden it's 60. And yeah. That is just like, where are those other 20 bowls? I want to know.
Anyway, I don't know.
So Kini's embarrassed because it's embarrassing. It's $600. I have a game.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, bro, let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Okay, Nick.
Kristen's got a game.
You want to marry me?
I want to marry you.
And you're sitting there with my family, mm-hmm. And they're like, Nick, how much will you pay for Kristen?
$7.99.
No, really, what would you, I want to know, what would you think
this
would be
a
go in?
This trap.
Well,
this is
you
a
know
trap.
What? You
I'm
ask
not
me hard questions.
For it.
I ask you hard questions. What would be the your go-in price?
3 months salary, $15,000.
Why 3 months salary? Because that was the K Jewelers.
Yeah, sure. That's where I start.
All right, $15,000. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
It's good enough, right?
Sure.
Average.
Mm. I mean,
ball right down the middle.
I think I would like more.
Of course, you like more. That's where you start the negotiations at, though.
3 months salary. Okay. Which, whatever that is.
I don't know what that is.
What? Well, then that let's equate that to the $600 that Ben offered.
Oh, it's a shit in the pot. That's right? Nothing.
Which anyone young, like you don't have to spend 3 months salary on a ring. That is a scam.
Mm.
You could spend more if you want, but
why?
Don't feel like you have to spend that. It was like ingrained in us.
Stupid. Shouldn't spend all that money on a ring that's like not really that rare or.
No.
It's a Hallmark cards. I don't know.
But that's I don't know. Just don't analogy. Go into debt for it, I guess. Okay. So Dad explains that this is the best family.
You should know this. He can't accept that.
God damn.
Life is very expensive and life is
so good.
Precious. So that's why I can't accept this.
He said he can't accept it.
Oh no. Oh damn.
What a man that gave you everything but his ass. What else you want?
In the coming months, I hope to pay more.
Oh, really?
If you are going
really?
To keep paying
I like this. Okay,
in
this
the
could
days
work.
To come, then I accept this arrangement.
Pops put him on a payment plan. Hell no!
Sure did.
Without like a price. Then? Like, you don't know what the amount is.
My credit line.
Line of credit.
You can just keep paying me forever. That would be nice. Here's her. Father Akini could be like a character in a movie.
For sure. 100%.
Yeah.
He's enjoyable.
It's like, I cannot accept this. Sort of like Akini's like monotone. Like, he is odd.
In the cookie jar. So all's good. The cakes come out.
Cake.
And by the way, there's cake with their faces on it.
Can we just talk about how he just fed everybody?
They were
cake.
Already prepared. For the yes. They created a cake with their faces on it in advance.
They went to the safe.
So no one was afraid that this wasn't going to work out.
I think that people were afraid.
No, not when you have cake with their faces on it.
You're going to be prepared for the
And then
the
they had
joyous.
A cake that like a cake that was half black, half white.
Why do you have to feed Let's talk about the cake.
I don't know why he had to feed the dad cake. I don't know.
It's kind of weird, no?
It's really weird, but I don't know. Our traditions are weird.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I don't know.
It can be considered weird. That is super
different.
Weird.
It's different. It's just not our thing. It. I have no...
You have no, like, anything on that?
No.
Okay.
It's weird to us. Yes. Yes.
So is bride price, though.
So. Right.
Married in Kenya?
So how much are you paying for the bride price?
How much money do I still owe?
Answer the question. I had a fixed price.
How much is the number, though, uncapped. Bro? How much?
You gotta give him a number.
I would just ask. Yeah, I would just ask. Give me a number. Let's
how
talk.
Much tell you, how much do you want?
So that's still up in the air.
Uncapped upside for Father Akini.
I mean, though, like, he really could have done some research.
Yeah, he could.
But she could also help him out a little bit.
She could. But
she doesn't.
No. He messed up. That's not a way to start a marriage.
What did he do wrong?
He's not a good negotiator.
He
shat his pants on the couch, basically.
Okay.
Much.
Okay. Okay. All I'm saying is he probably went in there and he saw that they had already had a cake with my face on it. So
he didn't stay.
It's a done
he
deal.
He did not
done
see the
deal.
Cake.
My face was already put on a cake.
No.
What do I have to do now? I'm in.
All right, so later, they wake up the next morning.
And I wrote, did
ooh,
they
they're
hump?
Waking up together. Do they have sex?
Did you handle your business, boy?
So did you enjoy everything last night?
She's asking her how the sex go.
I did.
It's so weird.
Awkward.
Do I need to go get a satisfaction survey?
Satisfaction survey.
Being married, we can now sleep in the same bed.
We consummated the marriage.
Look at him.
It went well.
It went well.
It went well.
She was surprisingly well.
Ben.
Wasn't terrible.
You supposed to say he knocked the stuffing out that Egg McMuffin.
He's like, chemistry's important. We have it? And she's like, I think so.
I don't think she's impressed, personally.
I don't think she's one that's going to want to talk about it on television.
No, honestly. I think I'm just like, yeah, you know.
No, I think she's fine. I think they love each other.
She's like, nah, you didn't kill it. Maybe we can work on this later.
I don't know about that. He just still wants to know how much this money is. How can he perform fully when he still has this
Tim,
money hanging
like, come
over his
on.
Head?
You can't make excuses.
No, he's just
to
tired.
People.
But Ben has to deal with this money thing.
He sweated out all his liquids on the couch.
Oh, gross. Nick. Oh.
It's sweat. It's not like... All right, whatever. Anyway, so later... They're getting some dinner. Oh, we saw a couple shot also, so I just wrote that down.
Yep, they were doing a couple shot. Yeah. But she does say earlier, like at some point, like he still needs to know the GD price, but she's like, you have to fix it. And it's like, what did he not do?
He's a shitty negotiator. He didn't.
He didn't negotiate. He just gave him envelopes of money.
Yeah, and he said,
and just said, just tell me what you want.
I'll give you more.
But he has a son that he needs to provide for. He has to pay for the K-1 visa.
Yep. Which is a shit ton of money.
And his flight home and her flight over there eventually.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, he should
I think
have...
he has to take care of that before he gets those flights to get her over there.
Probably, yeah.
So, it's going to be a while.
So, okay. So, it's their last night together and they go out to dinner.
Siblings?
They're going to meet me at the airport. They're going to pick me up.
Did you tell them about the traditional wedding?
Not yet. I'm going to tell them when I get there.
You ain't told
wrong.
The fam
he ain't told them
that you had to get married.
Why do all these people lie to their families? It's so weird.
Getting married and not telling your family, that's... Can you pack it? Instead of... Yeah, please.
She doesn't even want to stay there.
She
like,
food.
Fuck
she's
gonna
go. That's a
dream,
mad...
You know
she's
mm-hmm.
mad. Look
you
at
don't
her. She's
eat.
So mad.
Whew.
She ain't feeling him at all, man.
I love you.
So that makes it okay.
Oh, I don't like how he says it. He says it like,
drain.
I
but
love
I'm saying,
you.
But I'm saying, no.
He does that a lot.
They married abruptly.
I'm going home and Akini's angry at me and I've got to be at the airport for 4 a.m.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
It's not really a game, but it's just like, hey.
What's up?
Her drink, it looks like orange juice, but it's in a fancy glass. Is there alcohol in it?
If she would have drank it. There's no alcohol in it.
What?
It's just some kind of fruit puree or some kind of like... Because she would have sucked it down, especially if she was getting...
Hey, she's mad.
If she was pissed, of course she'd be sucking that drink down. Give me this. Right. Next time on Ben and Akini.
Last 2 weeks have been really a great time.
Oh.
But it was rough last night.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Charles. 87%.
87?
Yeah, there is.
You think that they have a higher percentage than Avery and Omar?
Yeah, because they have a chance at actually, they have no
actually being in
legal,
the same
yes.
country. Okay, okay, fair, okay.
But I think that Avery and Omar, will they'll get through it. I think so. I feel.
I do too.
All right, next. Caesar salad.
Caesar.
Yes, yes, yes. Somehow you are back in our lives again.
Okay. I mean, he's an entire petty corner, but I have a petty corner.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, I'll let you have. I'll give you the light.
Okay.
Christie's petty corner.
I'm like, aren't you gonna say my tagline? Come on.
Okay.
First of all, he has a hammock in his living room.
You stole my phone.
And a Bowflex.
This dude has a hammock.
And a Bowflex.
Yeah.
Combination.
The Bowflex, I can live with.
In his living room?
The Bowflex, I can live with. He has a small apartment. I can live with the Bowflex. I cannot live with a hammock.
I'd rather have a hammock than a Bowflex. Put the Bowflex in your room or something.
People have... Bowflexes are big. You can't put it in your room.
And who has a goddamn Bowflex? It's not 1992.
Obviously, he's using it. You can see him.
Obviously, yeah.
Yeah, he's killing it on the Bowflex.
Good point. Good point, yes.
That's why he's going to get those angles right to get his chins out of the way.
Ankles?
Angles.
Oh.
Angles.
Is that what a Bowflex does?
No, when he was taking a selfie, he's like, okay.
Oh, sorry. Okay,
he opened
sorry.
It up and said,
relax.
Anyway.
And then I don't even want to. The whole rest of this just angers me.
I don't know if you guys read the like my little synopsis when I write them for like the episode. Caesar has won the Dumb Fuck of the Year award multiple times. Mm-hmm. Like,
he's even more dumb.
He is this
even more dumb.
Yes, he's
just when you think it can't get worse, it can get worse.
Just keeps getting more plaques.
There was only one redeeming thing in this whole Caesar section, and I'll tell you about it later.
Well, it's not very long, so go ahead.
Well, first of all, producer, you know, I love that when they chime in.
Yep.
Who are you texting?
Mm-hmm. Maria. Why can't we see? So, here we go. Ready? Okay, so he's texting Maria.
It's been 2 weeks since Mexico, by the way.
And 2 weeks?
Yep. It's been 2 weeks
and since Mexico. And he sent her $20,000 in 2 weeks?
No, not $20,000.
Sorry, $2,000?
$2,000. Or $3,000. He can't remember.
No, listen, okay, time out. Rewind. Okay, now.
Where is he getting this money? I do not
know. I don't
but
know
he says that. He is working 7 days a week.
You don't.
Yeah. So that's 14 days straight.
Who cares? Anyway, now, how the fuck do you get from I will see you in the next lifetime
to she wants her money.
I understand that. But to good morning, my love.
You know why she says good morning, my love? Because the loser has already sent $2,000 to $3,000 in the last 14 days. So she's. This is her business. You know this.
Hold on a second. She sent $2,000 to $3,000.
He sent her. Maria says, good morning, my love.
Because she needs money for her bills.
Because she needs money.
And then she's asking again right now for more money?
For more money.
After she's already asked $2,000.
Yes. Of course. She needs to pay her bills, she says.
And she had.
And there's a screenshot on one.
She got $2,000 for
not coming. I don't know if it was frauded. Might have been frauded.
She didn't go to Cancun and she got $2,000 that he sent her and she never bought the ticket.
Yeah. This woman is a businesswoman and she knows, I mean, she's got it like, oy. But there's like a screenshot of the actual text that she's asking him for this money. And she says, I have to pay bills. And so there's that, which God, she's raking it in. You know it.
So anyway, his friend Jeremy comes in later.
This is my redeeming part of the episode. Jeremy.
Save some money now, you know?
Really? But you just gave her $2,000?
Maria sent me a text message, and she said that I'm really sorry that I broke up with you and that we're going
to
start talking.
Because I don't...
But why? What's different now?
But yeah. I just feel
right,
at
Jeremy?
This time that it's going to work.
I thought you were done with all this.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, I'm in love with her, man.
How? You ain't even talked to her for real before, man.
I don't even believe what he says.
I feel like this time it's going to work. So, I mean, I'm excited. I'm ready to start dancing. And doing everything, man. I'm ready to go.
I wanted to punch him in the face when he started dancing.
So let's talk about his friend there.
What the fuck
Jeremy.
Are you talking about this guy for?
All right,
so what the fuck are you talking about this guy
well,
for?
Well, I like him. But also, he had his shirt said hashtag demo day.
Hmm.
Do you know what that is?
No. What is it? Do you know?
No, I looked it up, but it didn't make any sense. It just was, I thought it was something famous and I just didn't know about. like some cool thing.
No.
No. All right. Well, they have new plans. They're going to Cuba.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The both of them are?
That's where they're meeting in Cuba. Because number one, God forbid, she does not want him to show up at the Ukraine because that's going to mess up her game because she's got a business going on. Cuba. And I really, really, really dislike this woman. Even though...
You think she really exists?
I think she's a person.
Okay.
I think she's loves Caesar? Of course not.
Okay.
Do I think she has 8 to 9 to 12 other Caesars?
If she has more Caesars than...
Of course she does. She spends an hour a day with each of these guys. So maybe then. 8 of them.
If she's milking...
8 hours a day. That's a job. And she's making dough.
Okay.
And you know what? She might be Maria in the pictures, but those pictures might be from 10, 15, 18 years ago. We don't know. But his friend Jeremy says that Caesar is the most gullible person that he has ever met. So here's my thing. So they're talking about, we're going to meet in Cuba. And I know that this is going to be what they're going to do. And I just don't want it to be so. But they're teeing it up because they're going to have to bring him back to do this GD Cuba bullshit. And I just can't.
I'm done with these guys.
Anyway. You say that every time. And you bring them up even when they're not even on the show.
Well, I'm going to bring them up one more time because he did pop up in the tell-all images.
Is Maria there?
Obviously not. I'm interested to see what he has to say.
He's going to say something stupid about how happy he is and her phone just broke today so she couldn't call or, you know, her mother's sick. It's her mother's birthday again.
Calculations? 0%.
Yeah.
Angela and Michael.
Time for the engagement party.
Yay.
So it's going to be at Michael's uncle's house. And they show up. And it's really nice. It's like decorated. Like,
very nice.
Yellow. And it looks like they put some work into it.
Spend some time, yeah.
So now first step is getting dressed for the party. So I don't know if it was like his aunt or somebody was helping Angela get dressed. So she, it was funny because she was like, there was a lady with a fan blowing it on her while she was getting dressed. Which was like, God, I would love that because I get overheated a lot. They're kind of in this matching like blue and white, like royal blue headdress and white dress with like a kind of a, like a blue sash kind of thing. But as she's putting the headdress on, she's talking about how she's never worn a bandana, which Angela, it's not a bandana. They get ready. And then drums go. And then here comes Michael dancing, walking down like the star of the show. I love this. Anything that's going to make me the center of attention, I would like. And then he sits down on this couch, kind of similar to the
Lauren Alden
like couch thing.
Yeah.
And then here she comes out dancing, and then they sit together, they smooch, and they sit down. I just will say that I did not see the goofballs here at his engagement party.
Oh.
What do you think about that?
Probably weren't invited.
But I thought they all made up.
Nah, I don't think they made up. I think they just kind of squashed whatever beef that Angela and them had. It'd probably be smart to not have the goofballs there.
Probably. She'll pop off and then...
Then ruin everybody's night. Yeah, exactly. That is not a good look.
So the big event of the evening, aside from the party, is they need to talk to his mom.
Right.
About what's going on with her desire to be grandma.
And we need to go over there and thank Mama.
Oh, that's sweet. It's nice being accepted.
Mama's happy. Looks happy.
Yeah, but now she's got to tell her about the kids' situation. Oh, yeah.
So, Mama, we have news to tell you.
Oh, I don't want to see his mom's heartbreak.
It ain't what you're thinking, Mama.
The news was I can carry our own baby. My uterus is beautiful.
Spins that like...
There she go with that beautiful uterus. You have the story. How many eggs in that damn uterus, though?
So we are going to have a baby one way or another.
Oh,
so
really?
She can carry a baby?
She lied.
She's lying?
She's lying. She doesn't have any eggs.
She can.
She does have one egg.
she can carry it.
Yeah, but it probably
uterus.
Isn't a healthy egg.
She just lied to her mother.
She didn't lie, but she...
I love
Andre. She said she can carry a baby, but she didn't say she can't get pregnant. She just hid it from her. It's like lying, yeah.
And
her mom's like, God has answered my prayers, and she's like relieved and happy, and it's like, oh boy.
Yeah.
Well, and but mom.
The mom looks better than Angela.
Mom's gorgeous. Angela looks about 12 years older than mom.
Yeah.
And I don't think she is 12 years older, but she smokes like I don't know how many packs a day, and that does harm to your skin, ladies and men. If you do that for a long time, your skin will look like crepe paper. Yeah.
Okay. Well.
So, but she said, I'm going to bring him to the U.S. and I'm going to do whatever we have to do to get a baby. And I don't know, her daughter, if you're listening, don't give in. Do not give her an egg to tote.
Tout it. What did you think of Pillow Talk's Libby and her sister's tote it wrap they had?
Tote it wrap.
I didn't clip it. I should have clipped it. It was horrible.
I don't remember that.
I just need an egg. I could tote it. They did like this little stupid little.
All I know is Andre had some little onesie dealion that looks a little bit like those jammies.
They were
like dinosaurs on it. But I know, but his were. I mean, he's grown on me. I hate to admit it.
Really?
A little bit.
What? Paul? Yeah.
Not Andre? I know. Paul was cute last time. I don't know what I was drinking.
You something.
Andre's funny.
Check your drink.
I don't know.
Next time on Michael and Angela.
We'll be together soon. All right?
Michael, please, I'm begging you, do not. I'm begging you, do not.
The whole reason I came out here was to see if I could trust Michael.
You know, I'd be lying if I said I'm not worried.
That's great.
Don't fuck it up.
If that's the last thing I say to you, I'm leaving, like... Babe, I love you, but don't fuck it up. Like, that's not healthy.
No, not at all.
No.
All right.
And let's remember, supposedly, he's not allowed to work so that he can just sit and wait for her to call. Oh, boy.
Alrighty. And Charles says this couple has a 72% chance.
To get married or to stay married?
At this current time, to... move forward with their relationship.
To him to get to the U.S. He will get to the U.S. come hell or high water. He has been through enough. He's earned it. He has earned it. I'm not.
So they're going to get married and come through, but
he's holding it together. She threw a cake in his face in the streets. In Nigeria. In the streets.
Yeah.
In his hometown.
He deserves.
And he just bucks up and just swallows it like, God damn it. I got to get to the U.S.
Good thing I got strawberry. I love this.
Got to get to the U.S. I'm going to do what I have to do. I am like impressed with his like fortitude.
Yes.
He
knows what he wants.
He does. And geez Louise, he's not popped up once.
Nope. He's got to take it on chin.
Oh my God.
All right. Now, Rebecca and Ziad.
Yeah. We don't have a lot on them.
No, just one. But it was like a huge meltdown because we've been building up to this moment the whole 12 episodes we've had so far.
Yeah. I mean... All right, so this was after she tells him that she's technically still married.
Yeah.
They both signed the papers. And
so then she needs to
He
explain.
Rides off into the sunset on the ATV.
And he finally comes back. They're both in the yurt, and she's in the bathroom crying.
She throws up. She says she's going to go throw up. And then it kind of feels like he comforts her, like he goes to her.
Yeah.
And then...
they sit down.
You know I am a man.
We sign them. Our name.
It's my favorite.
Yes.
Him too.
Yes, him too.
Why you tell me you are not divorced?
Test question.
What time finish this divorce?
America, it'll be another week, probably.
I don't know about that either.
See, that's what I'm saying. I mean, she should have just said that from the jump. But can he believe that? I don't believe it.
Look, I cannot lose you. I don't want to lose you over this.
Well, you should have told him a long time ago.
You still love me?
Yes.
Let the leather jackets resume.
She has a skinny jeans.
Baruch Hashem.
I seriously thought he was going to, like, be done completely. Like, I thought he was going to leave.
I mean, I don't know about that. She's
lots
been divorced for three times.
Too many
so she's
secrets.
Gonna do it again.
I mean, he's like, is this it? Any more secrets to tell me?
Because it's been, like, always.
And she's like, no, this is it, for real. This is it.
Mm.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Okay. So I don't know. I saw on Instagram today because I had the day off today. So I was doing a lot of Instagramming, which is probably why I'm bringing it up a lot. Mm-hmm. I wasn't doing Instagram. I was just scrolling and learning. But Rebecca did a little video about how she was disappointed because last night's episode didn't have like their conclusion of their story, which apparently is going to be next week. She's like, we weren't really on very much tonight, so I got to wait another week before this is going to close.
Okay.
So I think it was just a little dangle, like something big. No.
Really?
No, I don't think so, but I think that's why she's like, tune in, which we're going to tune in. God, we're in. You know what? Can we talk about Tom and Darcy?
All right, let's go. Wait, hold on. Charles got to give us a calculation. Rebecca's yet. 79%.
Yep, okay. I think we're pretty optimistic this week. Charles is, at least.
Charles thinks he's seeing good things here. He likes it. All right. Go.
Did you see the clip of
time,
Darcy?
Time. Sorry. We need to go next time.
Please, I don't want to lose you ever.
My fear is that I've basically undone weeks of our time together.
Weeks.
All right, Tom and Darcy, go.
That was it?
Yeah, that was
okay. It. But that is funny. I didn't hear that like when I first heard like weeks. Weeks I put in. Did you see the interview that Darcy did with Entertainment Tonight?
I saw the beginning of it.
Did you see her face?
Yeah, I didn't. Okay, there you go. So that's, I didn't listen to it, but I saw her face.
I didn't either, but I saw her face.
And it.
This is like, what are these women doing? Larissa did this. Oh, hell no. It makes me really sad. It's like bodies is morphia. She's jacked up. I don't know.
You must go there and think, I need to do this. More cheeks, more nose.
I don't know. And who are these doctors? Well, the doctor, remember the doctor that, was it Larissa that went to that doctor that had the face? Well, I don't know if it's doctor. I say that in quotes. But the people that inject you. And I know that it swells up.
It takes time, yeah. And I think Larissa's face is looking better now.
But I will argue that she looked better before any of it.
That's your opinion.
Excuse me. But Darcy. Stop doing it. For real. Somebody needs to take her and tell her no.
What's she gonna do now?
All those fillers and things that eventually like absorbs in or something. I don't know. It doesn't last it's not like getting a facelift. Like the same thing with like Botox. You have to keep redoing it. So I think the fillers are the same thing. Yeah.
Because people who have those, do you see those pictures that like,
that's different. That's plastic surgery. This is not plastic surgery. This is, I don't know what it's called.
Cosmetic surgery?
No, it's not. Cosmetic surgery is where there's a knife.
Oh, so there's no surgery.
It's like fillers. It's this stuff that you squirt in. Juvederm and
whatever. That's gross. Anyway.
Well, it's not gross, but it's not good when it's not natural. To the level of Darcy right now. And it was just, she just looked, I didn't hear her, but she looked like she was unwell.
That's a harsh. Unwell. That's bad.
It did. She looked like a little off.
This is recent too, because I know this wasn't at the tell-all. This was after.
It was recent. And I love that my 90 Day people are on Entertainment Tonight. They've like hit real time. I didn't know that it was so famous that it was on like.
It's a top show.
Of course, I'm the one that educated you on that.
Oh, God. Okay.
All right. So Darcy has been with Tom for 3 weeks, and it's their last night together. Mm-hmm. And he has still not said, I love you. Surprise, surprise. So what do they want to do? What does he say in his heart? He's like, you know what I want to do with Darcy? I'm going to take her to a beautiful church.
Fucked up, man.
Because that won't make her feel like she needs to bring up getting married again.
I feel like he's just
again.
Like rubbing stuff in her face, like taking her to a church, and like he knows that she wants a commitment and wants to get married.
He might be about to propose to her, brother.
Really? The only person he going to propose to is himself.
This is the closest she's going to get to walking down the aisle with him.
Pretty much. Ding, ding,
ding. Do you think he's going to give her a promise ring or not?
She was good hoping. Call, you can see it in her eyes. Please propose. This is
not
the
even
perfect
a promise
place.
Ring. Like, worse than that.
The whole point was to further beat her self-esteem and manipulate her more. Yeah,
no, he is a gaslighter beyond this MF.
Hey, bro, let's play a game.
Oh.
Let's play a game. What do you think Tom's intentions are in this act of going into the church?
To the church?
This is just sightseeing.
To grind glass in her palm.
Are you serious?
Yes.
You think he's malicious of a person?
Yes. Yes.
I think he knew she was...
He comes off as a mean person?
I love you. You're the most beautiful person in the world.
No, he doesn't. He has not said I love you yet. Let's remember this.
Literally, this same day, he says, I love you.
Let's remember, this is the woman that when they were walking towards the cricket tee-off place, wherever the
2 weeks ago
ball goes, she made it sound like they were walking down the aisle. Like, it's like walking down the aisle with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So she referenced walking down the aisle at cricket.
I made a compilation video every time she said, I love you.
Okay. So now he's decided he's going to take her to a church, a beautiful church, and walk her down the aisle and say, this is where Robin Hood got married.
Maybe he's just seeing the sights within the town they're in. And they're like, oh, check out this.
Okay. Maybe. And then.
I can't even defend that one, because even if I did, if that was an awesome sight within my town. And I knew the chick that I was with.
Are you going to walk her down the aisle?
I wouldn't steer so far away.
Let's just look from
there.
The outside at the stained glass.
Yeah, I'd walk right
by.
Yeah.
But she does. They walk down the aisle and she starts humming the song. Yeah. Oh, boy. Darcy. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so later.
Later.
They go and have some dinner.
Pink champagne.
Pink champagne. Let's start it off there. White bottle, pink champagne.
Big fan.
Pop it off. Boom.
Yep.
Cheers to the most beautiful woman in the world. That's great. Now, pause. Where the F are they eating that this room they're eating in?
It's amazing.
It looks like a mansion.
It's amazing. I don't know. This was a TLC setup. I know. I wrote down amazing restaurant.
This is, whatever restaurant this is beyond.
It's like a,
It's like a private estate residence with like fancy antique furniture and like.
Yes.
The room looks huge. I'm like, I'm impressed. Just as a, you know.
Yeah, no, I wrote down amazing restaurant. And then all of a sudden, he flips a crazy switch and is like, oh, I love you.
I've always loved you.
I can't believe it. I've always loved you. What? Who are you? And then he.
I told you it was coming.
Oh. The anticipation.
I know.
I'm going to break it.
Let's get the wine so we can toast to their engagement. You know it's got to be coming.
I want to give you this.
What a dick.
What? Maybe.
I'd like to give you this.
What do you think is in the box? Oh. A promise ring.
Not even that. You think it's an engagement ring?
I think it's something else.
He's a tease.
Opened it slowly.
What I'd like to offer you.
It's the key to my house.
To his house.
She's never been to. He probably doesn't even know the address.
On top of that, it's a Harry Potter looking key too. Nope. Who has a key to a house like that?
Mm-mm.
Is this 1845?
Oh my God, she's so disappointed.
You
can come and go as you please.
Oh. She's so disappointed.
Because I live in another country, Dick. Nick.
Hey, bro, let's play a game.
Oh, I was going to ask you. Okay. Yeah.
No, go first.
No, please. No, I want to know what you're going to ask.
I'm asking about the intentions of the key. That's what I'm asking.
Same. Go ahead.
Okay. So his intentions with the key are not evil. They're not manipulative. I think it was literally a gesture mm-hmm. to say, I'm giving you the key to my heart.
Could he have wrapped it in a different wrapping so it didn't look like he was presenting her with a ring box?
If he was on a different network that wasn't TLC?
No.
Yes. Because last week I was definitely thinking, what planet did I live on to think that this guy's actually going to propose to this chick all of a sudden? I was fooled by the editing.
Nick.
What?
You don't think it was cruel that he did that? He was tricking her with the whole, I have something I want to give you. He could have just talked about the fact that he wanted to give her a key to his house. He didn't have to present it in a ring box. That was mean. And it's just another example of him.
I don't think it's cruel. I don't think it's cruel.
What?
I think he was trying to be nice.
What?
He was trying to be like, hey, listen, this is my, you have an open door policy and come and go whenever you want. Come here and be with me.
That's the safest goddamn gift to give because she lives in another country. So she can't just swing by.
It's not, obviously not, but it's a gesture of his.
It's a gesture sign. That means zero. It means nothing.
I think it means something. I think he's opening himself
up. If they
up.
Lived in the same town, maybe.
Okay.
It's like him giving her a drawer in his bathroom when she doesn't live anywhere near to possibly use
He would buy her all her toiletries.
Oh, hey, hon, I have a toothbrush in my apartment for you. And he would buy
all
of her
makeup and everything. He would have it there ready for her.
Your toothbrush is on the thing. Big deal. That means nothing. Because I'm not there. Uh-uh. I'm glad he didn't propose because that would have been real weird because he obviously seems to not really like her. And then, except for he did one thing that I did appreciate in this episode.
What?
Well, we're not there yet.
Yeah, we are at the end.
Well, first of all, they're going to the airport and he says this line. Oh, I'm going to be really busy for the next 10 days. Like prefacing with like, don't expect to talk to me.
Yeah.
Ugh.
That's I'm 100% agreement with that.
Oh yeah, you're
because I'm all about setting reasonable expectations so people don't get disappointed.
How busy are you to send a text?
It doesn't matter.
To say I'm thinking about you.
It doesn't matter.
No, it kind of does. Like it's actually really does.
If he's already setting the expectation that he's going to be busy.
That he is not going to want to give a thought about her for 10 days.
If he doesn't, then I told you. He's setting expectations already.
Well, I'm just going to tell you, like, that would be not something I would be happy with. And I wouldn't stop texting.
Of course you wouldn't.
Okay. I'm going to give it to you. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate that. And I feel like it was mean to say that. But they go to the airport where it all began with the swimsuit and blazer. And... she's got a million bags and she goes and then he's leaving and he's like she's like I love you and he doesn't turn around he just
love you
then he walks off
but he didn't say I love you back
show didn't
ooh, he just walked away and didn't say it
gosh. Oh he turned around to get one more look I always check to see if you did that
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay good now I'll let you finish telling the story
but then he this was just so out of character.
Yeah, he says he's...
walk out the airport.
Bye, and girl.
I would sit there sobbing.
Bye, girl.
He's already gone and I'm kind of missing her. I'm feeling like I should probably go back in and say goodbye again.
Why?
Because I do.
Oh, you didn't say I love you too.
All right, so now that you hear that, you really don't think that all these gestures were actually genuine? Well, if you want to say goodbye to
this doesn't match anything else that he's ever done in this program.
Your
it was
interpretation
weird.
Of them.
I feel like, no, you know what I feel like? He's like, I have to leave the camera. Like,
you're going to run back in and say goodbye, dude. Okay? All right.
I think this is going to make me cry.
I forgot to say I love you.
Sorry, Darcy. I'll
give it to him.
I'm not buying it.
But why did he go back in there? Maybe he do love her, bro. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, this is cute. This is great.
It was really cute.
I bet like, never felt
she looked so happy. Yeah. Her face.
That was really sweet, Tom.
Which, you know, I would have loved that if you'd ever done that ever in my life.
That was beautiful.
I know you wouldn't.
No, I'm not. Never do that. I'm like, yo, peace out. I'll see you later.
See ya.
I'll make sure I'm here to pick you up when you get back.
Yeah, you would be totally
just fine. I
will be on time.
Yeah. Oh, God, yes.
And I would text you like 14 times between
yes, you would.
The gate or the... security in the gate telling you how much I love you and I miss you.
Like, oh, okay. Just
love you too, babe.
Copy paste.
Love you too, babe. Okay.
Next time on Tom and Darcy.
Ring me at 4:00 in the morning and then send me 50
like,
messages.
Don't
saying,
send
what
that. What can you?
What did she say? What's the point?
What?
What is she saying? I
didn't like she's trying to say that she didn't do that. She probably did.
You did.
And then she's like, "Are you that kind of girl? Are you that?"
Of course.
Ring me at 4:00 in the morning and then send me 50 messages saying.
I don't send that.
I don't send that. That didn't make sense.
It's just like, what's the point?
Well, also let's be clear. Give her a minute. They're on different time things. So 4 a.m.
4 years they've been talking. What are you talking about? And all of a sudden, now she's piping down his throat.
I don't know.
Because.
I mean.
15%.
I mean, right.
Not happening. So now I'm just, as from last week, I was like, because the ring threw me off so much, I'm like, what about all these allegations of him with some
pregnant
chick and then somebody.
Speaking of pregnant. Oh, sorry. Derail. Did you see the Ashley and Jay news?
Oh, I don't want to tell all these fools.
Well, apparently
they're not pregnant, are they?
No, no.
Somebody got an abortion.
She accused him of getting somebody else pregnant and like said some just real. I don't know what anyone did, but she was just like, stop getting girls pregnant.
Because they got together again.
They got back together again, and now they're back apart. But they also did this photo shoot for a wedding that wasn't their wedding, but they were like with a horse, and it was like with he had like a king crown on. Real weird.
That's anyway. Old past. I don't dig into that.
That was really weird. And he has a weird hairdo now with the half of it's one color and half of it's another color. It's really not attractive, if you want my opinion.
Let's close this out.
Okay, Tim and Jennifer.
So we're dealing with the ring issue. She's on a photo shoot because she's a model, and she's like, you know.
She's got work to do.
And Violet is being kept by Tim.
Yep, she's kind of being watched,
baby.
It's great.
She's actually like kind of talking to him in between shoots, like, hey, just give her a bottle.
Or yeah.
Which is cute. And, you know, he's for, and the one thing that I realized, and I'm kind of getting into the head of Jennifer, she will put up with someone like Tim because of this quality of him being good.
And also, she knows that he raised somebody,
right?
Another child who wasn't his biological child. So she sees that like quality of like, okay, he's willing to, like, he actually will love a child. Because there's, I think for some people, you might be afraid of that. Like,
yeah,
who knows if he can really accept my daughter as his own. And so she knows that this is a good dude that will do that. I get that. Totally on board.
Just got to put the fact he's going to help you.
He's been there 2 weeks and
he's failed to like barely kiss
they
her.
They have not humped.
Yeah.
It took him a week to kiss.
And
he's leaving the next day.
This mistake with this ring.
Decided I will put the ring on again, but I'm going to wear it here in this finger.
Yes. Middle finger.
You have to replace.
Smart. I like her.
Boy, she is sarcastic as hell. She's sexy and
sassy.
Thought you like that. Yeah. The ring is trash, but she's going to do it. And she's wants him to replace it with something more bigger. And I, oh, wow, you've been listening to Larissa.
She just want an emerald cut diamond.
Just fine.
I appreciate that.
No big
deal. So I was like, wrote in my notes, have they humped though?
Nope, not
and
yet.
And then beat later, it was nope, they have not.
But, you know, they're figuring each other out because, you know, they're figuring out that they fight a lot.
We fought a lot, but we established that that's us.
We fight a lot.
Yes.
We don't fight. We just
bicker because you're annoying.
We don't bicker. It's us communicating because you're annoying.
Yeah.
You always contradict everything
okay,
I say.
Okay, it's not about us. We're watching this show now.
God, that's you.
Always about us to me.
So me.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's about to leave, and they had one last night together, and you know what? She fell asleep, and you know what? He dares. Has the audacity to try to make her feel bad for falling asleep. You've been there for 2 weeks.
What,
or more.
There's
I don't
one
know.
More thing we need to do before I leave.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Uh-oh.
Have sex. Something you should have done on the first day.
What did he call it? A bank.
I love Jennifer and I see
that.
A future with her. But we haven't had sex yet.
To go out
and
on a bank.
If we don't get intimate tonight, I'm going back to Charlotte with a huge part of our relationship missing. So there's a lot of pressure to make
fault.
Sure that this happens tonight.
So weird that they like talking about it.
And like that they have to make time for it. You just do it.
I think, but he's not going to do anything tonight.
He's scared.
All right.
So yeah. I don't know if you have more clips, but.
No, I don't. I'm done.
So the next day.
Yep.
I know you're going to mention about the car ride, right?
No.
The, Violet just sitting on her lap without a, there's no seatbelt, there's no car seat. There's just Violet.
Seriously.
Sitting on mama's lap. I understand.
It's another country.
But I do think that there are car seats everywhere. Maybe I'm just ill advised, but I feel like it just makes my, like, because I'm the mother of a child that same age, like it just like gets me like real fiery, and just nervous. But you know, he's trying to make her feel bad. Like, I can't believe you fell asleep. And like, buddy, she's been giving you the green light for
the whole time.
Weeks. And you've, we just had a lot going on. And like,
I just get on my own head.
Like, you know what? Fuck you. I have my daughter there. I'm just going to go to sleep. Screw you. But the car seat thing bothered me, and I just decided I don't like him because he tried to blame her.
Well, we have one more episode.
She's saying goodbye. There's a couple things I want to point out. One, like, she says, like, she really loves him, and I just don't believe. But I think it goes back to your, like, I think yes. she likes the idea of,
because he's been hurt dad before,
and he's not going to hurt her,
right?
Other than he's going to hurt her by not giving her sex, which is going to frustrate her, yes. not hurt her, but it's going to make her feel bad.
Yeah.
But what I do really like, this is something that is very rare on this show, is when they were at the airport and saying goodbye, she was like, say bye-bye, Tim, for Violet to say, mm-hmm. not say bye-bye to daddy, yeah, which yeah. is all the other people on the show do that, and it's crazy. But she, like, actually is respecting the boundaries of his name yeah, is Tim.
Not yet.
He's not your daddy.
Right.
So I like that.
Great. So
that's all I have to say.
So we got one more episode of The Seven Couples next week. And then we got tell-all.
Which I hope is a two-parter, of course.
I don't think so. Maybe. Really? I don't know.
Maybe. Do you think it's like one big, long, like, show and then tell-all next week?
No. Maybe? No, it's definitely 2 weeks. No. I think because we got to lead up into this next Seven Couple masterpiece they have. So we will see you guys tomorrow with part two of the tell-all from The Other Way.
I have not watched yet.
No. And yes, so I hope you guys enjoyed. Thank you if you've got this far, and please leave some reviews on Apple iTunes. It helps.
Appreciate you guys.
That is it for us today, and we will leave you with a I can't do it.
Can't we'll do it.
Live. I can't get enough of this.
We'll do it live.
Fuck it.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
And that's it for now.
Thing sucks. That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks again for watching. We'll leave you with Sting and a cut off his new album. Take it away.
Take it away.